The first verse, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Verse 7. Verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart, the Lord giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I believe that whilst we have been thinking about the Christian walk, and our thoughts have been drawn earlier to this epistle to the Ephesians, we have seen somewhat in the fourth chapter of the walk, the difficulties of it which we have to avoid. Just to summarize very briefly, we have in the earlier chapters of this epistle perhaps the highest truth of where believers have been brought to in the position with Christ. Just think for one moment where we were, dead in trespasses and sins. We were of the Gentiles. We had no claim whatsoever to the things of God. We were dead. But all the work of Christ has changed all that. Risen with Christ, even though we were dead, been changed. We're seated now, not in the earth with Christ. We're seated, if you like, on a different sphere. We are raised and seated in the heavenlies with Christ. The control of the world has really not the effect on us, but Christ is the one who exercises his control. The apostle says, now live it. Walk it. Progress through this world. That's the way to walk. Now, this is but a summary, a very simple summary of where we have got to. With the height of the teaching of position in which we are brought into, yet the insistence of the apostle on this walk. We started this fifth chapter by reading, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Timothy, of whom we've just been hearing, Timothy was a good follower. Timothy was like-minded to the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was, in his way, really walking in a way which was as close as he could get to the pathway of following God. We read his epistles, so it all comes out to us. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, he says, as he speaks to them, he says, and you became followers of us. They had no other example. They had the example of the Apostle Paul, and he was able to demonstrate to them what it was to be a believer. They became followers of us, Paul says, and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful thing for them to follow us. Here we have, Be ye therefore followers of God. Tremendous statement this really is. Followers of God. Yes, perhaps we say, but we are followers. What this verse really says. It really says, be ye imitators of God. Brings us to a tremendous height in our spiritual walk. Be ye imitators of God. Well, we might say, is this really possible? Can we really be imitators of God? We might very well have to admit, we cannot be imitators of God in a number of ways. We cannot imitate God in His glory, in His majesty. We can't imitate God in His eternity, in His omnipotence, in His omniscience, in His power, in His knowledge. This is beyond us. Apostle Paul still says, be ye imitators of God. Bring us to be imitators, followers of God. The law was given to man to follow in detail what the law said. There is no law in this. There is only the grace of God that helps and encourages us. All to imitate. And all to imitate brings us to the understanding, the knowledge of where we have been brought to in the wonderful grace of God. Be called imitators. It is necessary that in that circumstance, in this situation, we live up to what the apostle is bidding these Ephesians to do. Become imitators of God. We might well think that there are so many things that come in. Paul says, be imitators of God. We may very well feel that this is distant for us. But Paul only says it because it is possible. Be imitators of God. What a position into which we should come. Imitators of God. How can we imitate God then if we cannot imitate Him in His glory and His majesty and so on? We read in the previous chapter about righteousness as a way of imitating God in His righteousness. We can imitate God in His grace. We can imitate God in His loving kindness. Imitate God in His mercy. Oh, a list of things there are in which we can imitate God in all His perfection, and it's given to you and me to be able to imitate Him with our daily lives. Circumstances, how different they are one from another. Imitators of God. Well, we might say, how is this possible? Verse is linked to what has gone before by that word therefore, so it seems linked to the verses that follow. We understand that we are children. We're brought to the family. We're part of a legal relationship with God Himself. We are children. But more than that, we are built children. There is the very affection of God that comes down to us and flows through us. And when we are imitators of God in our walk, we know the very love of God overflows. Thing it is. And Saul says, now if you want to have some examples, well, there are three walks in this fifth chapter. Walk in love as children of light, circumspectly. Or kings, but as wise. Three things. Walk in love. We even need to ask, because we're given the extent and the quality of love here in this verse. Christ hath loved us and hath given Himself or can we put it this way, hath given up himself. This is the extent of his love, that he gave up himself for everyone. Gave up himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Where was the love of the Lord leading to? The Lord's love led him to bring and a sacrifice to God. The extent of it was that he humbled himself, was that he brought himself to such a low level in order to do the will of God that he abandoned himself at the cross. Now that sort of love, Paul says, is what is required when we are to be imitators of God, walking in love as children of light. Oh, yes, there is no way in which we can be half light. There is no way we can mix light with darkness and come out with something in between. We need to walk as children of light, displaying light, displaying that in all the circumstances in which we live. Now, what does it mean? It means that there must be consistency in our lives as we go forward. If we are imitators of God, there must be consistency day by day. This is part of the walk in which we are involved. There must be continuity, because walk is a progression. And as we walk on, we need to progress constantly in the light. We are walking as children of light. Oh, it is that we can go on moment by moment as those who are walking as children of light. Time to expand on any of these statements, but let me remind you that you walk circumspectly. Careful. In all, we don't want to be fools. Paul says, not as fools, but as what? As redeemed, because the days are evil. We need constantly watching and dependent. Oh, how wise we need to be in this world in which we live. We need to buy up the opportunity. We want to read the time, because the days are evil. Oh, and as we carefully and circumspectly through life, we want to be buying up that opportunity. But then, begin as we read, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And back to our knees, if we're just imitators of God, we not only need to read and understand and appreciate the Word of God, not as those who are unwise, but we need to understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, what a situation the apostle outlines for us here. If we're going forward, if we're going to be imitators of God, we're brought into a position where we can be such. Then the apostle said, now, walk in love. Walk as light of light. Walk circumspectly. Walk carefully. Walk as those wise, not as unwise. Be positive about it. Now, isn't there opportunity for thanksgiving? Don't be about the things, the natural things that will take our sense away, all the incentives of nature which will lead to excess. This absorb the spiritual power, the apostle says. Have that. Be filled with the Spirit, and then you'll be imitators of God. And as we do that, why, he says, submitting, giving thanks always for all things unto God. Now that's difficult. Can we give thanks for all things
unto God. Well, that is what the apostles. Are we being imitators of God? God himself. Well, we're giving thanks for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a Savior. What a one who cares in every step of our way. And the apostle said, why, you can give thanks in his name. What a Savior. And as we look at these verses, we're then submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God. Oh, hear a mission. Well, we can't easily get with our brother or our sister. Ah, says apostle, be imitators of God. If every is clear in the presence of God, then we are ready to submit to one another in of God. Oh, if about our walk in this world, we're brought onto a different plane. We're on a different sphere. Our eyes are upward. Our eyes are to God himself. And the Apostle Paul says, be ye imitators of God.